White House, then the Pentagon. Elisa Brady, Fox News, both reiterating the U.S. policy for Taiwan after President Biden suggested a possible military response to a Chinese invasion.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says there is no change in U.S. policy towards Taiwan or the One China policy, a point Austin says President Biden has made clear.
He also highlighted our commitment under the Taiwan Relations Act to help provide Taiwan the means to defend itself.
President Biden answered yes when asked if China's invasion of Taiwan could trigger a U.S. military response. The U.S. provides military aid to Taiwan. Top Chinese officials were quick to respond, expressing strong dissatisfaction and resolute opposition to the president's remarks.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Just weeks after a man set off smoke grenades and opened fire on a New York City subway, police are searching for a suspect in a deadly attack they're calling unprovoked. Provoked, with Mayor Eric Adams pledging the gunman will be caught.
At an event recognizing first responders in the Brooklyn subway shooting in April, Mayor Adams acknowledged Sunday's victim, Daniel Enriquez, who died.
When the gunman shot him for what appears to be an unprovoked attack on our safety.
He said it renews the call to get more guns off New York streets. And also,
even after the bullet takes the life of an innocent person, the emotional trauma continues to rip apart the anatomy of our city.
The NYPD has released surveillance photos of the suspected gunman, hoping there is someone who will recognize and report him.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. A Minnesota mom is now charged with murder in the death of her six-year-old son, whose body was found in the trunk of the mom's car in a Minneapolis suburb last week. Family members say the boy's father in Wisconsin was trying to win custody. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A man who once confessed to killing a former beauty queen in Georgia but was acquitted of murder is sentenced for concealing her death.
A judge in Irwin County, Georgia, sentenced Ryan Duke to 10 years in prison for concealing Tara Grinstead's body. He's already served 5 years after confessing in 2017 to killing her more than a decade earlier. Judge Bill Reinhart said ahead of sentencing,
"You had a great defense in the case. That is what it is, and you should be punished accordingly, not for murder."
Ryan's attorneys pointed out that his DNA was not found in her home. He testified it was his friend Bo Dukes who killed Tara. He said Bo asked him to help burn her body. Bo is in prison for concealing Tara's body. And prosecutors said they didn't plan to charge him with murder, as they still believe it was Ryan who did it. And Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
California's governor is threatening mandatory water restrictions if residents don't use less water on their own. The state in its third year of drought, with hotter summer months fast approaching, despite calls to conserve, the state's water use was up 19% in March compared to the same time in 2020. The search is on for a mega yacht, which belongs to a wealthy Russian and is supposed to be seized.
The glamorous 394-foot-long yacht, valued at $300 million, it is longer than a football field and designed by the famous Philip Stark. It is owned by a very wealthy Russian billionaire named Andrei Melnichenko. One of his super yachts has already been seized by Italy, as has been the case with other Russian oligarchs. The last time this one, named Motor Yacht A, was seen was in March in the Indian Ocean near the Maldives. Where it is now, everybody's question. A mystery on the sea.
Fox's Phil Keating. The Isle of Man, located between Ireland and England, recently deregistered that yacht. A winning day on Wall Street after 8 losing weeks for the Dow, up 618 points at the close. Elisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.